Howard, thanks for talking with me.
Oh, thank you for taking the time to speak with us, Jessica. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
Great. Well, we saw some record low temperatures and tremendous amounts of snow last month. How are those things affecting this year's maple season?
Well, it certainly has slowed all of us down in the entire state. We've seen, as you stated, record temperatures for February being the second coldest February on record, and that we need warmer temperatures during the day. You know, cool nights, 25 at night, 45 during the day is the optimal weather we are looking for maple production. And we just have not been able to have any of those warm temperatures.
So yesterday we saw 40-degree weather for the first time in weeks. Does that mean we can expect some sap to start flowing?
You sure can. It's coming. There's certainly signs of spring here, and we got just a few holes that kind of got a little bit of a run yesterday. It was very, very small. And, I mean, most things did not run much. But we got a few trees that started to show some signs of life. And so it's coming. You know, we can put a smile on our face and look ahead and say, you know, it is coming soon.
Now, last year, we had 112,000 gallons of syrup produced in the state. Will the late start mean lower than average quantities will be produced this year?
Not necessarily. We actually had a fairly late start last year, kind of similar to this. It wasn't quite as cold, but we did very little production and statewide until late in the month of March. Most producers really made the bulk of their crop the last couple of days of March and the first 15 days of April.
Thanks, Howard. That's Howard Pearl, syrup maker with the New Hampshire Maple Producers Association. Good luck with your harvest this year.